Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. And at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. And it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the host. Bring in Bob along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be Saints special teams coordinator Phil Galliano. And then right after that, Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870 WWL. Hey, Dave's not here. He's retired. Well, we have the new marketing manager here at the Silver Slipper, Les. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Les Sackett here with us. So it's his first time at the Silver Slipper. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
I used to see you before, but now you got the official title.
Now I get to come up here and talk with you guys.
And you're homegrown from Bay St. Louis, right?
Yes.
Now you already have a following. They holler, Les is more.
Yeah, they want free tickets to go eat. That's what they... You figured it out. Dave had it figured out before.
Yeah, you got it.
So, Les, what about y'all going to elaborate on this? I know no one's the slipper.
Woo!
The slipper's holding out.
We have 8 slippers left. This Thursday, we're giving out $105,000 in cash.
Cash money, homie.
Cash money. And we have 8 left, so you have a 1 in 8 chance of winning. If we don't give it out Thursday, it'll roll over to 110, and it'll be 1 out of 7. So we're just, you know, going down the line until somebody gets it.
And if it goes all the way down the line, I think it'll be before Thanksgiving, right?
Is that on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, Thanksgiving Day. Oh,
yeah, if we haven't given it out, we're going to keep calling people until we give it out on Thanksgiving Day.
So I was looking online late Thursday night, and I see you had the sign, and I saw you drop it, 105. So I knew nobody had won it. And, that's a great promotion here. Y'all got a lot of things going on that particular day. Also, you have the line dance, and I know Miss Angie, she really likes the line dancing part of things here.
Yeah, yeah, Angie's a big fan of the line dancing. We also have the... bike night downstairs for the next 2 weeks. After that, it's going to end for the season, but we'll come back in March for another season of bike night, and we'll have another great time.
The cruise on the coast, and I know we've talked about it so many times, how that has grown in this area.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when that first started, that was not a huge deal. Now, I think it's ranked the second largest classic car show situation in the United States. That's an unreal deal. So many people from, I know they got a lot of people from the Bayou that comes down here with all the classic cars. And so, and that's a great thing, not only for the area, also for the Silver Slipper.
We actually have a night dedicated to the Silver Slipper during Cruising the Coast. It's the Thursday night when we actually give away a Jeep. This year we gave away a Jeep. We have classic cars, Jeeps, and motorcycles.
And I see, too, you'll have the golf courts, dueling golf courts. Man, that's some nice ones.
Yeah, those are actually given out this Saturday.
Okay.
So what's a dueling golf cart?
Two golf courts.
No, but dueling, I'm thinking
they parked in front of one another.
Oh, okay, I got you. I thought maybe you crash it.
No, come on. This ain't bumper cars.
No, you said dueling. I don't know, you're going to duel. On guard!
There's no fight with it. There might be a fight to win it now.
Yeah, fight
Man,
to
that,
win.
That, but that's some nice golf course.
Yeah, ooh. At 9 o'clock, we're going to give them away on Saturday night.
Okay.
And a little different, we're actually going to give the top two will win the golf course.
Hey, so Les, I'm going to interview you now like a coach. Are we just going to have a conversation? okay, so you're from Bay
Good luck, Les.
You're from Bay St. Louis. Do you have a favorite college team? Or you better say the Saints for pros, right?
I'm an Ole Miss graduate.
Okay. That's what I want to know. So Ole Miss graduate, so you have to be excited when they beat LSU?
Yeah.
When that
Not
occurred?
Not quite excited this Saturday, but your offense came through for you.
Well, we just forgot to pack the defense.
Man, did you?
Goodness. Because you scored five straight times.
Right.
And then, but George, that's how Georgia's come back. It ain't over until it's over.
I know. You got to beat them all.
All four quarters you have to
And then that field goal made the cover. So if you had money on the game late, Georgia's kicker actually made the cover on that.
Yeah, it was 7.5 and put it to 8.
So, Les, obviously a Saints fan, I hope, huh? Right?
Of course.
Yeah, so what do you think where we're at right now? You have patience or you're not? You're a patient person or not?
I'm kind of patient, but the issue with the Saints quarterback.
So you want him to change quarterbacks now?
Well, after four turnovers, you got to.
Okay.
Questionable.
That's fair.
I do like Rattler from Oklahoma. I think he's got some talent. But I do know that Saints for the last 50 years have not taken a first-round quarterback.
Yeah, you got to back
to you. You know why he says that? His boy with the Giants. He did everything but win the game. Now, he threw a bad pick late in the game. But did they have Sean Payton and the Broncos on the ropes and let them off?
Let me tell you. Okay, you remember y'all telling me how to play quarterback the last segment or two segments ago? There's no way Denver should have had enough time to come back. Very similar.
Run the ball.
No, it's not that. No, let me tell you what you got to do. The quarterbacks don't realize you got to not snap the ball with 10, 11, 12 seconds. You got to snap the ball. Now, you still run aggressive plays, but you're snapping the ball 3-2-1 every time. You milk the clock that way. If Matt Ryan would have did that against New England, they wouldn't have had New England had a chance to come back, and the Broncos wouldn't. Sean Payton wouldn't have had a chance to come back. The most greatest 19 points of fourth quarter. I blame Dable for that, but not telling Jackson Dart. I want you to at the beginning of the fourth quarter. We got this kind of lead. Snap the ball every time we have the ball. You're gonna be aggressive with the plays, but 3-2-1 hut, three, and not I'm snapping it with 12, 11, 10 seconds still, so you don't get delayed game. Just that strategy, I'm telling you right there.
But, Bob, had they run the ball?
Yeah.
My thing is, why are you throwing it?
Yeah.
Why? And if you're going to throw it, here's my deal. Run a little bootleg where if the guy's not wide
run
open,
pass option.
You run it yourself, and you gave extra time. And, listen, I give Bo Nix a lot of credit. Man, he made some unreal throws.
Well, the Broncos are used to that. Bo Nix sucked for three quarters.
He was horrible.
Hey, you know who used to suck? And he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for three and a half quarters. And he's the
Elway.
He's the best comeback quarterback player ever, John Elway. And they both play for the Broncos. I mean, it would be unbelievable. It's John Elway, the great comeback. The reason why he had a great comeback, because he played terrible at the beginning. Now, he didn't have the supporting cast. You know, then until they got Terrell Davis, that's all he won two Super Bowls.
I thought late in the game, why you throw that pass interference? Did that look like a pass interference?
No.
That's a chintzy call.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get it, Sean got on the field. But would they move the ball, like, what, 6 inches closer? That was about it. But, man, Jackson Dart, with enough presence of mind, he was going down, puts the ball over for the score. Yeah.
And you know what? This was never back in the day. But look at Jackson Dart. Who's getting as much pub as Jackson Dart? You know, he's playing in Big Apple, New York City. His mama. Oh, but yeah. Now, look, if you got a hot mom and you play quarterback in the NFL, she could get commercials and stuff. It's unbelievable.
And then Diego Pave's mom, she showed up. I thought about you, Bob.
Yeah,
we sitting that, and we watching the game, and we saw the picture of her out on the field at the end of the game. I told Luke, man, Bob would love to do the interview.
No, if you're a hot mama and has a son that could be a top-notch quarterback, you're going to get a lot of publicity. You can get your own commercials.
All right, tell everybody, number one buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, also number one steakhouse here.
The Blue Bayou, excellent steakhouse.
Get a reservation now. That's what I'll tell you ahead of time.
Reservations are needed. And don't forget about our $105,000 slipper of cash. That'll be Thursday night. And then Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we'll be giving away those two golf carts out there.
Man.
And the buffet is awesome. Number one buffet in the coast.
Grant should know he spent three quarters of his time over there. Also, too, if you get a chance and you're in the area, squares up for the Monday night game that you can hear right here on the Big 870, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Detroit Lions. I see they still have a few squares, so Les, if they're in the area, come on down.
Come on down and check it out.
Les, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you next Monday, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Les. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Philip in Natchez. Philip, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby, Mike.
Where you at? All right.
Hey, Philip,
right,
who the hell, what you got?
Look, the Vanderbilt quarterback, Diego Pavia, I've been following him since last year, and I look at him as a Taysom Hill 2.0, right? And some of the national media guys Saturday night, they was predicting he might not get drafted as a quarterback. Mike,
Little.
What's your opinion?
Well, Taysom Hill's way bigger than him.
Yeah, now they list him at 6 foot.
No.
Philip, let me tell you, he's maybe 5'9 and a half.
And with his cleats on, he's not 6 foot.
Yeah, and so, but what you bring up
is a football player, I know that
piece, and I've had scouts tell me, Mike, if we picked him, we would sort of use him just in a similar manner, not kind of compare him to Taysom Hill, but in a similar manner that you could use him on those quarterback powers.
Yep.
He could throw off of it. He could play on special teams.
Yeah,
he
would go down on kickoff coverage, punt coverage, and all that.
Nobody knew that Taysom could do it until Mike Westhoff with the Saints said, I think he can do it because he's such a great athlete.
And Mike Westhoff really put hay in the barn with the Jets, old school.
Yep.
And now he's Mike, helping. And he's helping Sean and out. And
Coach Rizzi.
Coach Rizzi with the Broncos.
Yeah, and so what you're hearing is correct. Not maybe necessarily as a quarterback, but as a
utility guy.
Athlete.
Yeah, like kind of a poor man's Swiss Army knife or jack
because,
of all trades.
Man, when you walk up to Taysom Hill, he's no small dude, but
no.
Any stretch of the imagination, and he's a lot faster than Pavia. Only thing with Diego, man, his ability to make people miss in space.
Well, you know what Pavia reminds me of? A better version of John Forkey. That you know how John Forkade, that what he did at Ole Miss and then NFL. Once they had over a month of film on Forkade, they figured him out. But then, you know, when you splash and how John can make plays. Like, John could do that when he was in 10th grade.
John was a man as a sophomore.
John Forkade is one of the greatest high school quarterbacks in the history of Louisiana. Or maybe in the country. I mean, he
could have went anywhere.
No, and
could have went anywhere.
Now, I think, and they both kind of cocky, because you look at the Vanderbilt, he's talking smack.
Before the game, he's out there warming up and talking to the ESPN people on game day.
Yeah,
I've seen coaches sort of walk through, but I haven't seen a player do that. Hey, I'm going to throw this one.
They even did a thing like I gave you $100,000, whatever. He could hit the crossbar. And he missed. He barely missed it, but he tried it. No, he's too cool for school. He is. I tell you, he was not intimidated about LSU.
No.
He was not intimidated. They were favored. And he said, yeah, we should be favored. And then against Alabama.
He had his chance, but he sort of screwed the pooch
twice in the red zone, had a turnover. But other than that, they were hanging. You know what else he was kind of like? I think a thicker Johnny Manziel also. Now, Johnny Manziel and that worked out in the NFL.
Differently.
You remember how Johnny Manziel had Saban's number and they beat Alabama? No, they couldn't beat LSU. No, that's why Chief had him.
Chavis had him in that.
Had that defensive scheme against Johnny Manziel.
That sugar rush.
A&M did do. A&M fans, they can't talk crap to LSU. Now, after the Saturday coming up, they might be able to. But since Texas A&M joined the SEC,
they beat them in Baton Rouge.
No, and then they had the one game at College Station with seven overtimes, which was ridiculous when you think about that.
You know, I actually, as a teenager, saw A&M beat LSU. They were in the Southwest Conference. David Walker, who is from Louisiana.
They crushed him in Baton Rouge. I was at that game.
I was at that game also with my dad and my uncle. And
remember that white helmet? So yeah. That three stripes on their jersey?
David Walker running that wishbone.
Who was that running back, 44 or something like Mike?
And he was a big load.
Oh, no.
Big load running back.
Look it up, LSU fans. I want to say they might have spanked LSU like 30-something.
They got after him. I remember real early in the season. It was a warm day. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys, good afternoon. How are you?
All right, Big John.
All right, Big John. Grant's hollering for you. Yeah, John.
He wants free eats.
I'm hollering back. Well, free eats, they got me on that. I'll be there soon, I promise. Listen, one of the things that a lot of us had hoped that when Brian Kelly came down here is that we were going to get a tough quality coach who was, unable to get over the hump at Notre Dame, now moving down to the SEC where the recruiting pool was deeper and more talented. And instead, after yesterday, Saturday, it looked to me more like the reincarnation of Brett Bielema. I'm totally at a loss as to understand how, when LSU finally got not one but two crucial stops on defense near the end of the game, Joe Sloan, the offensive coordinator, spit the bit and called plays that essentially made him look like he had absolutely no idea where in the game he was or what the score was.
Big John, when we're talking about the Saints, when you have the momentum playing complimentary football, LSU's inability to play complimentary football, it's unbelievable. I mean, think about where LSU's at right now and the expectations coming into the city, into the season from an offensive standpoint. That, scoring more than 20 points against a power four team for the first time. We like Bill Belichick in the Tar Heels right now offensively as far as scoring offense where we're at. No, that is, I am so frustrated right now with Coach Kelly is that, the NFL trade deadline is November 4th. They don't have a trade deadline in college, right?
No, they don't.
Because we could trade him
no,
to Penn.
Don't, Bob.
We could trade him to Penn State and go with his people up there.
No, I'm telling you, his agent put that out. Not Penn State.
The joke was that he coached himself out of the Penn State job.
His agent did that.
The joke was he coached himself out of the Penn State job on Saturday.
Oh, but yeah. Big John, this would not surprise me. Because, man, he's got like nine lives. Because when you're a coach and have lasted as long as him, and people have said, you're not going to get it done, not going to get it done. Man, the money line is 2.5 A&M favored over LSU. Doesn't that seem sort of light? Man, many people are jumping on that 2.5 and saying, what? After what I saw with A&M, they're going to spank LSU, but good.
Well,
watch if LSU doesn't have a chance to win this game.
Well,
I'm telling you.
All I know is it ain't over till it's over, but they better be in the final 12. It's not the final four. Come on, they got to be in the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, it's unacceptable. Right now, Coach Kelly can't hold Les Miles or Coach O's jock. Come on. They won national championships. Come on. You're getting paid to win that or be in the playoffs. I'm not even talking about a championship. We got to be in the top 12, right?
Kind of he threw it out that, it was so difficult to win a national championship at Notre Dame. And Marcus Freeman last year got to the championship game.
Got to the game. Right now, a championship, can we get to the playoffs? At least LSU, come on.
And you spent, $20 million on that roster?
No, we're trying to buy a team. It'd be more like the Dodgers. Now, you see, I don't mind if you buy a team if you win.
And you win.
Look how dominant the Dodgers are.
Charlie don't like to hear that, but
no. Hey, who's have you ever witnessed a greater baseball game than Ohtani? He makes Babe Ruth look like irrelevant. Now, I know back in the day and all that, but listen, Ohtani, I know he's from Japan, who might not want to cheer for Japan, whatever, but Ohtani, and he's a good guy, he's unbelievable. Look, as a pitcher, and then he became MVP, and he only had one good game, and he's MVP of the series. Ohtani's off the chart.
Okay.
Well, the greatest player ever in the history of baseball.
But when you hit three home runs in one game.
And they can't hit him. And look at him as a pitcher. Three home runs in one game, and then look at how he pitched.
Okay, we grew up, we saw Reggie. Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, missed October.
He was missed October.
Yeah, but Reggie Jackson can't hold Ohtani's jock.
But he couldn't pitch.
No, yeah, that's why Ohtani's the best ever. No one could pitch at Ohtani's level and hit like that. He hit a home run. And look, that home run went out the stadium. What they said, it was like 470 feet or something?
Oh, what the hell, Charlie? Just bounced over here.
Yeah, Charlie, I know you know the exact number. That home run that Ohtani hit, you could have been just walking outside, maybe parking the cars in a parking lot. Whoa, look where this ball came from.
Yeah, look, I got a ball here.
Yeah.
It's not realizing Ohtani just hit it over. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our weekly Nicholls State Head Football Coach show, and it's sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Health System, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Got the head football coach of the Colonels, Tommy Rybacki. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, tell us about that big rain delay. Man, what the hell happened?
Well, I think we were playing football at 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So we just kept catching lightning and pushing the delay back 30 minutes. And man, it just got to be a long night.
Well, Coach Tommy, you know, you never want to make ESPN top 10. And you know, whenever you have a big play that, well, you got to make the tackle. How about your punt coverage unit on the, and Stephen F. coming out with that big punt return. I think it was like number 9 or 10 on top plays on ESPN.
Yeah, very, very disappointing in the coverage unit. You know, the guy from SFA, he does make a great play, but I thought there's multiple opportunities on the play to get the guy down, to take some better angles, to get some guys to tackle him before he's able to get, you know, back across the field on the explosive return. So definitely a point of emphasis for us, something we got to work at, something we have to look at our personnel hard at, and then also make sure that we're designing some drills and things to simulate that in practice.
Now, Tommy, looking at I was kind of surprised looking at Incarnate Word. Boy, East Texas A&M. I still call him East Texas, but, you know, able to upset them and upset Incarnate Word. Looking at Lamar sneak by and got a victory. But now you played both Lamar and Stephen F. How would you describe those two teams? Because I'm looking right now in the Southland Conference. Would they be the cream of the crop right now? I look at Southeastern, but would they beat Northwestern 49-0? I know the Riverbell Classic's coming up with that. But how do you break down the conference so far right now?
Yeah, I can say this, highly competitive league where, you know, I think each weekend every team that's playing has a chance to win. I think Stephen F. Austin has definitely separated himself. They've had two really impressive victories in league play, and if you really three counting McNeese, and I think they got a really good thing going. And then Lamar's impressive in their ability to win some close games. That's 3 weeks in a row that they're winning games in the fourth quarter, so that's a credit to them and their ability to close out.
Coach, I know you're playing a lot of young players. You told me 10 true freshmen, and then I think you have 10 either redshirt freshmen or sophomores that you're playing. And I think that's the difference in the conference. As much as we talk about receivers and running backs and defensive backs, unless you got a stud quarterback, you're not winning unless you can win up front. And I think that's where the maturity of the Colonels have to come and evolve as the season goes along, up front along the offensive defensive lines.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, continuity is so important on the offensive line. You know that from having been around the game so long, getting the same five guys in the same position so that you're able to execute, play in and play out is so big. And then, you know, defensively being able to get some good experience and continue to develop those guys. And that'll be huge for us down the strip, that these guys get more and more reps and more experience so that we can play better.
Coach, give us a guy on offense and defense that has really surprised you. How well they played from the start of the season till today?
Yeah, I would say, you know, offensively, you look at a guy like Everett Hunter, who's been playing tight end for us consistently. You know, he's a newcomer, new to our team, and he's there week in, week out, and has really become a good passing threat for us while also being really effective in the run game. And then you look defensively, I mean, Jake D'Amato sticks out. Every week he is all over the field making all kinds of tackles and plays, and he is so consistent. So I've been impressed with him too.
This is a copycat kind of world, and you see a lot of 12 personnel. Is that something that from a recruiting standpoint you would take a longer look at, because it certainly helps out in the running game? And now, I'll be honest, Coach, I go to some of these high school games, they got guys playing wide receiver and tight end. You know, you can't tell a difference between the wide receiver and the tight end. They all look kind of the same, and I do think we're seeing it more and more in the NFL. The Bears used a lot of 12 personnel against the Saints before Cole Kmet got hurt. That also is into the college ranks. Is that something you would like to do? Because I think it helps in both areas of having a bigger man and two tight ends, an extra blocker, and also you have a guy that can catch the football, as you brought up in Hunter.
Yeah, without a doubt. I do think the game is headed that direction. I think it's being able in these spread offenses to have 11 personnel out there, get in 11 sets, but also 10 sets. And then you say the same thing about 12 personnel. Now you're in 12 personnel. You can be in 12 personnel sets, 11 personnel sets, and then also 10 personnel sets if you got guys that can spread out and catch the ball. I think it just makes you more multiple and allows you to attack the defense from a number of different angles.
Looking at your next opponent, give us a little bit of a scouting report.
Yeah, McNeese, strong opponent, another team that's got a profile just like us coming into the game, coming off a big win against Houston Christian a week ago. They're having success running the football offensively, averaging about 4.5 yards per carry, and then pretty balanced throwing for 200 yards to complement that running game. And then, you know, defensively, they're similar to where we've been in terms of the yardage that they're giving up and the amount of points. So should be an evenly matched game, highly competitive, and we're looking forward to being home on Saturday.
Coach, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but you should beat McNeese and Northwestern now.
You got to beat Northwestern, Coach.
Come on,
you got to do it.
I mean, I was like, Northwestern kid, they finally got a win. They beat Alcorn, but I said, they lost to Prairie View? I was like, come on.
No, they're asking you for more money. That's why they lose it like that.
I'm not putting any pressure on you, but I think right now, and, you know, McNeese has always been highly competitive. And look, the rivalry between Nichols and McNeese, or Nichols and
Southeastern. Throughout the years, so, yeah.
Now, I think if you beat Southeastern, that's an upset. But I think you could take care of business against McNeese and Northwestern.
No question. That's exactly what we need to do. So,
I used to tease Frank Wilson. I said, Frank, how can you not win more games at McNeese? Okay, you're sitting right on the border of Louisiana and Texas to grab players, and he would always laugh, Mike, it ain't as easy as you might think. that was always his answer. He never elaborated on it, but, man, that's a lot. McNeese, at one time, recruited heavily in the Bayou River Parish area for players, and also in the New Orleans area. I think they've kind of located geographically a little differently now to recruit players, but Coach, at one time they were heavy recruiting in kind of where we live at in that Bayou area.
And now, before Coach Tommy was born, probably, Mike, we played McNeese one time. There were 7 NFL players. I'm not talking about trying to make an NFL team that started in the NFL. You remember Rusty Gilbo, New York Jets, Buford Jarn, Stephen Starin played wide receiver with the Patriots. You had Delaney, Duper, and myself. There was like 7 guys. When Ed Daniels always would bring this up to me. He goes, man, that's when I just started getting into business.
That's when he was in Lake Charles.
Yeah, and I was covering a Northwestern and McNeese game, and it was like 7 NFL players in that game. And so now we hope we have one.
Maybe. Yeah, so he went to an LSU game and they probably had 2.
Yeah, right.
So he was like, something's not right
here. Well, today with the transfer portal, you know,
it's a little different.
Oh, show me the money.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck this coming week against McNeese.
Yeah, thank you all.
All right, Tommy.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And this segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. We'll be back to finish off hour number 2 right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will return with our triple option feature. I want to tell everybody at 6:30 is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Kellen Moore, Saints head coach, his guest tonight, special teams coach Phil Galliana, and the Cannon himself. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.